Mesechs Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, until Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. The halacha is that truma, which is the gift which one gives to a kohen, and only a kohen is allowed to eat, one is not allowed to make truma tomei. If it does become tomei, then it's forbidden to eat it. And so on Erev Pesach, if somebody has chometz, which is truma, the question arises as to whether he is allowed to burn that truma together with the rest of the chometz, because the rest of the chometz might be tomei. So since anyway you need to destroy the truma, the question arises as to whether it is still forbidden to make the truma tomei, or perhaps since you're destroying it anyway, it is permitted to do so. Now, in introduction to that discussion, the following mishnah discusses certain laws about tuma, and in order to understand that, we need to understand a few terms. The highest level of tuma is known as avi avos ha-tuma, which literally means sort of the grandfather tuma, and a dead human body has an avi avos ha-tuma. And if an object or a person touches a dead body, so they themselves become an av ha-tuma, which sort of literally means the father level of tuma. And if an object or food or a person touches an av ha-tuma, then it becomes a rishon la-tuma, one degree removed from the av ha-tuma. Now, if something touches a rishon la-tuma, it itself does not become tomei unless it is food or drink. That can go up to a shein la-tuma, 2 degrees removed from the av ha-tuma. And if food touches a shein la-tuma, then again, it does not become tomei, because food can also only go up to a sheini latumah. However, there's a couple of exceptions, because food with extra levels of holiness, such as truma and karbonus, that can even go up to a shlishi latumah. So if the truma touches a sheini latumah, then it will become tomei as a shlishi latumah, 3 degrees removed from the truma. Now, truma stops a shlishi latumah, so if truma were to touch a shlishi latumah, it would not become tomei. However, karbonus, the meat of karbonus, they can even go up to a revi'i latumah, so that if they touch a shlishi latumah, a 3rd degree removed from the av ha-tumah, the korban meat will become tomei as in a revi'i latumah. So begins the Mishnah. Rechanina's kan kanim omer, Rechanina, the deputy kohen gadol, the one who stands in replacement of the kohen gadol if something happens. So he said that mehem shel kohanim, throughout all the days of the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, legnimna umilisa v'sabosar, shenitna bivlad ha-tumah, they did not withhold from burning korban wheat, which became tomei, from a vlad ha-tumah. A vlad ha-tumah literally means a child level of tumah. So that refers to all of the levels below an av ha-tumah. And in this context, the Gemara explains it refers specifically, the vlad ha-tumah refers to a sheni la-tumah, so that the thing which becomes tomei from the sheni la-tumah becomes a shlishi la-tumah. So if there was meat which was korban meat, and it has a level of a shlishi la-tumah, now a korban which became tomei needs to be burnt. So the Mishnah is telling us that when they burnt the korban meat, they wouldn't be concerned about burning meat which has a level of a shlishi latumah im habosah shnidu ba'av ha-tumah, together with the meat which became tomei from an av ha-tumah, and therefore became a rishon latumah itself. Even though by doing so, one is adding tumah onto the tumah of the shlishi latumah, because when the shlishi latumah touches the rishon latumah, the shlishi latumah will become a sheni latumah, because it touched a rishon latumah. Something which touches a 1st degree of tumah becomes a 2nd degree of tumah. Says the Mishnah, since anyway the karbonis were already tomei, so you're not making the shlishi latumah tomei, it was already tomei, you're just making it a higher level of tumah. And also, since the entire concept of food making another food tomei is only midrabanan, midoraisa, if food is tomei, it cannot make other food tomei. So because of these two reasons together, they would burn meat which was a rishon latumah together with meat which was a shlishi latumah. Hosef Rabbi Akiva Omar, Rabbi Akiva added, and he said even more than that, and that is the Mimeim Shal Kehanim in all the days of the Kehanim, when they served in the Beis HaMikdash, Le'nimna Umil Ahadik as Hashem and Shenif Sabbat Vul Yoim, they did not withhold from burning oil, which became invalid, which became Tomei, from a Tavul Yoim. A Tavul Yoim is a person who was Tomei, and on the last day of him being Tomei, after having gone through the entire purification process, after having been to the Mikveh, for the rest of that day until it becomes night, he is known as a Tavul Yoim, and although technically he is purified already, he is still forbidden to eat truma and karbonus, etc., until the night time. So that day, before it is night, he is known as a Tavul Yoim. And a Tavul Yoim has the status of a Sheni Latuma. So if oil touched a Tavul Yoim, then the oil is a Shlishi Latuma. So they were willing to burn oil, which was a Shlishi Latuma, B'ner Shenitna B'tmeimeis, inside a lamp which became Tomei from a item which touched a dead body. So the item which became tomei from the dead body became an av ha-tumah. The lamp which touched that item becomes a rishon la-tumah. However, the Gemara explains that we're actually talking about a metal lamp, And it's learned from Psukim that certain materials, if they touch a dead body, then they become Tomei on exactly the same level as the dead body itself. And the same implies if that metal lamp would touch a Avatuma, something which became Tomei from the dead body, then instead of it going down a level to a Rishonatuma, the metal lamp would become an Avatuma just like the thing it touched. So the Kohanim were allowed to and were willing to burn oil, which was a Shlish Lutuma, Benershet Nitnot B'tumei Meis, in a lamp, in a metal lamp, for example, which became Tomei from something which became Tomei from a dead body. So the lamp becomes a Avatuma itself, Avatuma receiving Tumal Tumasai, even though he is adding Tumah onto the already existent Tumah of the oil. And in this case, Rabbi Akiva is adding on to the words of Rabbi Chanina Sgana Karnim, because in the previous case, the Rishon LaTumah was making the Shlish LaTumah into a Sheni LaTumah. It was raising the Tumah level by one. In this case, the Avatumah is making the Shlish LaTumah into a Rishon LaTumah, a first degree Tumah, and therefore he is adding two levels of Tumah, but nevertheless, since anyway it needs to be burnt, we're referring to Trumah oil which becomes Tumah needs to be burnt, so since anyway you need to destroy it, there is no concern about adding Tumah to that oil.